All right, and audio recording. Let's go ahead and get the Facebook Live up and or running. Nope. Where are we with it? There we are. And Facebook Live and podcast audio going. High doubts anyone tuned to the Facebook Live. It is 4:24 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, this is a morning wine cellar, something I'm tinkering around with since I'm not going to work at 2 in the a.m. and I wanted to work more on the wine cellar anyway. We just put some content up this morning, a little bit of Becky Lives Matter, a little bit of Good Cops, but something I noticed, Google, what's going on, Google? I've mentioned this before. A big way that I get a lot of my news is I use the news.google service with my Google Chrome account, and I have like saved searches, and then those just they form like a news feed of searches from specific keywords. We've gone over this. And one of them, of course, is sex workers' rights. I go on my news.google this morning to do the morning wine cellar, and it's not there. Sex workers' rights, just the other ones are there. Even like the multiple different forms of rapist cop coverage keywords are there. The racist white woman ones there. N-word, the different ones for trans rights, there. Sex workers' rights, not there. Totally fucking missing. All right, so we have the trigger warning up for this here thing. And, hey, who's over there checking stuff out? Hey, how you doing there? Somebody checking out the old Facebook Live Arena. This is going to be real short, just letting folks know that we have content up at winecellarmedia.com. Good Cops in Texas working to cover up the rape of a black woman by one of them. All right, this is why we have the trigger warnings. We have explicit content. And up on winecellarmedia.com, we have the text from the Dallas Morning News, which, my goodness, their coverage might smell a little biased. And then we follow that with a link to Essence Magazine's website, where I found the story through my news.google service. And it's the a dash cam video that has not been released publicly. And the DPS said Monday that they're working to release the video to the public as soon as possible. Maybe as soon as edited. Who knows? They'll probably be investigating themselves. But the woman stopped at 1:30 a.m. Sunday on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. A DPS trooper who pulled her over offered to let her go in exchange for sexual favors, according to the statement. All right, this is cops. This is hashtag good cops, normal cops, just like every other cop. There's the homie Monique Loco posted up in the joint. How you doing? Remember, folks, this is why we have the trigger warnings, and we're just hitting up on winecellarmedia.com. Hashtag good cops in Texas working to cover up the rape of a black woman by one of them. That's on winecellarmedia.com. Excuse me. And when we do the full wine cellar episode, I want to get a Phoenix Kalita on that there. And Phoenix Kalita will be doing a sex workers' rights Ask Me Anything event coming up 1 p.m. Eastern this Thursday. Thursday this week, that ought to be the 21st of June, 2018. We also have an activist fighting transphobia in New York. This is from the New York Daily News. Gay and transgender rights activists are demanding justice after two hate crimes in Queens, the stabbing of a transgender woman and the beating of a cis gay man after the borough's Pride Parade. The beating happened at around 9:55 in the p.m. as the victim, Brandon Soriano, a 25-year-old individual, was walking through the Jackson Heights after June 3rd parade, police sources said. A quote from two men that was yelled at him was a, "You're a fucking faggot." All right. So let's double F-bomb it there. What they yelled at him before descending on Serenio and punching him on 83rd Street and 37th Avenue. This information was collected from local sources. The men then ran north, and some police fellers ran up and made arrest. Soriano's mom, Maria Kilafovsky, a 48-year-old individual, said one of the men knocked him unconscious, and the other proceeded to kick him. The full coverage there is coming off of New York Daily News. We have the link to that in the image on winecellarmedia.com. What's going on there, Stephen? What's that say there? Yes, it's Stephen Loco posted up in the joint. "I have the glaucoma. Can't see the screen too well as I used to." And a little bit more on winecellarmedia.com. Remember, this is why we have the trigger warnings. A little bit of Becky Lives Matter action. A business, apparently they probably sell food and whatnot. The Social Bar and Grill, they fired Becky because Becky was on a video talking about, with some white fellers, talking about going nigger hunting. Which, these things, I'll never take as a joke, because people actually do still go nigger hunting. Traditional, if you will, lynchings actually do still happen. WineCellarMedia.com has covered stories of police where their text messages were pulled up and released, where they were talking about how to properly plant drugs on and arrest niggers out there in Florida. Lynching in New Jersey, Kentucky. White children attempting to lynch black children at school field trips. All right, so if a white person says they're going nigger hunting, never take it as a joke. All right, and they fired her. She was found and fired. A video is up on winecellarmedia.com. You probably actually hear the audio right here.
"Hey, so we going nigger hunting today or what? Fuck you nigger hunting right now, huh?
You get them niggers.
Look at my soon-to-be sister-in-law. Look, she looks so pretty."
Yeah, so they're going nigger hunting today. And never doubt it. Other Becky Lives Matter. Becky's Nails Matter. Racist white woman in a nail salon proceeds to tell the person working on her nails why she's not particularly fond of that individual and their racial background. And then other people, they see the video when they come up and they give the person that was working on racist Becky's nails extra tips and support, if you will.
"Don't move to America unless you know English, okay?"
Oh. Yeah, they got into it, and we have a link to some news coverage on winecellarmedia.com. All right, so that's essentially what's going on this morning. I figured I'm not going to work at 2 a.m., so hey, get up and do a little wine cellaring. All right, so have a good one.